wherever you run to, I'm gonna follow you. Past the belfry, into the city, I'll find out where you are. Jump into someone's car and bring you back home. If you run to the west coast, I'll call from my eastern side. I'll find out where you are. You know I can find a ride. And if this one thing's true, I know that I'll find you and bring you back home. And so the town was talking, so you started walking. The town was talking, so you started walking. In a perfect world, I'd be your only girl, and we wouldn't have to keep it just a dirty little secret. Right. I'll look for you every night, I'll bring you back home. And so the town was talking, so you started walking. The town was talking, so you started. Couldn't be with me, but I want to make you see that I'll always love you, dear. Let me make one thing clear, I'll bring you back home. Yes, I'll always love you, dear. And let me make one thing clear, I'll bring you back home.
Trying to stall, it's clear as a crystal ball, as a fast as I'm falling black. girly, so groovy, royalty right there. Not only do you have iconic, legendary New York City rock band Blondie, led by the iconic, legendary Debbie Harry, Blondie, for that particular song, is teaming up with rock royalty Joan Jett. Two huge girly, so groovy pioneers right there. The song is called Doom or Destiny. That is from Blondie's most recent album. It's their 2017 album, Pollinator. It's an album when it came out that I kind of just went, oh, I miss the old Blondie. But as time goes on and I listen to that newest album, I think, you know what? I kind of dismissed it a little too easily, that there were definitely some gems on that album. Before Blondie, we had London, Ontario indie pop rock band The Weeknd. The song is called Perfect World. That's from their 2003 sophomore album, Teaser and Bonus Round. You know, The Weeknd are from London, Ontario, and if I remember correctly, the rapper The Weeknd originally came from London, Ontario. They were both in the similar circles, I'm sure, making music at the same time, and there is a part of me that questions if the rapper actually ripped the name off the girl band. I will leave that for you to kind of ponder and wonder about. Anyways, the band is called The Weeknd, spelled full like The Weeknd, W-E-E-K-E-N-D. Before The Weeknd, we had music, new music from Montreal garage punk act Private Lives. Their new album is called Hit Record. We heard the song All the Queen's Men from Private Lives, making absolute fun pop punk music. Cable Ties, they are a fiercely DIY Melbourne-based trio that blur the lines of punk and hard rock, where the angst and the anger is razor sharp. If you are a fan of bands like Sleater-Kinney, Amal and the Sniffers, Wet Leg, Bush Tetras, you are going to love Cable Ties. Here they are right now. Here's what they sound like here on Girly So Groovy.
We'll be right back.
You know, that is the sound of what happens when two small town girls move to the big city of London, England, and just make incredible party music. I'm talking about the duo known as Wet Leg. From their new debut album, self-titled debut album, Wet Leg, we heard the song Wet Dream from Wet Leg. In the middle, it is music from British indie rock trio Dreamwife. The song is called Homesick. That's pulled from their debut album as well. That album is called So When You Gonna. And then starting things off, it is new music from Melbourne, Australia, punk band Cable Ties. The new album is called All Her Plans. It was released earlier this summer in June. We heard the song Time For You from Cable Ties. Speaking of time, we are just about to dive into the second hour of Girly So Groovy. But before we do that, I just want to remind you that Girly So Groovy is social. We would love to interact with you through our social media channels. You can find us on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. With both of those social media channels, every week I'm posting the playlists in print, as well as providing links to the bands and musicians featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page, and best of all, I tell you this every week and I absolutely mean it, best of all, you can send me a message through our social media pages, letting me know which bands or musicians you think are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love. I love hearing from musicians, and I have no problem when musicians, especially independent ones, are trying to recommend their music for the show, but it's you, the listener, that I really want to hear from. You who are not a musician, you who are just a music nerd like me, is there a band or a musician you think we should feature on the program? You've been listening to the show long enough. You know what the vibe of the show is. You know that we are multi-genre. We are not just one genre. As long as it's female fronted, let's give it a spin. Let's see what I can do. Again, message me through Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook at Girly So Groovy. Okay, so before we dive into the second hour, let's wrap up this first hour. I just love this description of this duo. Vibrant and surreal electronic pop with eco-feminist lyrics. It's actually music from Bo Nectar. We feature them a few times here on Girly So Groovy. The new album is called Two Lips. Here they are with the song Sue Low right now here on Girly So Groovy. Ça commence doux, ça commence smooth. Hello and welcome back. This is Girly So Groovy. This is the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the show that is dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fantastic, fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. Coming up in the second hour of Girly So Groovy, I have music on the way from Luscious Jackson, Little Scream, Girl Ray, Bell and Sebastian, Camera Obscura, Florist, Feist, Adrian Lenker. I know that the first hour, it kind of had a indie rock, rock and roll, punk rock kind of vibe, but we're going to kick off the second hour dancing. Hamilton, Ontario electronic art pop musician, DJ, and producer Jesse Lanza has relocated to Los Angeles, and the move makes its way into the pop production on her latest fourth album, Love Hallucination. So, as David Bowie once said, let's dance. Here is Jesse Lanza here on Girly So Groovy.